A World of History. I have always been fascinated by borders, the limitations man puts on himself. While some borders are internal, the idea, for instance, that I cannot possibly fly to the moon or run a marathon, it is the external ones that delight me. The history of man is a history of changing borders and adversities. Millennia ago, man could not cross rivers. Rivers thus divided the entirety of one group of man from the entirety of others. Then engineers designed bridges. Literally, nature was conquered, and with the river navigable, borders no longer needed to revolve around them. So man came up with other borders. Through wars or negotiations, he made lines between lands. Some were still geographical. Mountain ranges divided nations. Rivers and seas still made sense as boundaries, and deserts and tundras became vast borderlands. But other lines were arbitrary. Lines of longitude and latitude made straight line separations. New states were carved out of parts of old ones. Islands became part of existing lands, or became sovereign nations. With those spaces carved out and claimed, man would occasionally go to war to acquire more space. But then man came up with technological solutions to the problems of space. If we were limited by moving outward, we would move upward. Skyscrapers became ubiquitous in densely populated areas, and just as bridges had conquered one kind of natural border, so towers of steel and concrete vanquished the very idea of space. I am as interested in understanding how man separates and conquers space as a geologist is in studying minerals. It is my passion. I believe we can learn more about the world by looking at maps than we can by traveling to every spot on the globe. In person, places look limitless, but on maps, we realize that there is a relative dearth of everything in this world. We also learn part of the story of human interaction from maps. They explain to us something about why the world is the way it is. From a map, I learn, for instance, that Denmark used to be a powerful enough nation to conquer territories as vast as Greenland. By looking at names of places, I can see which groups dominated and when. Looking at America east to west shows that the English dominated the East Coast, naming cities like New York and New London, while the Spanish dominated the Southwest, naming cities Los Angeles and San Diego. Liberia must have had an American influence given the capital of Monrovia, named for James Monroe, and Alexandria. Egypt proves that Alexander the Great was there. The region on the map indicating an inner and outer Mongolia alongside a state known as Mongolia suggests a history of interactions between the Chinese dynasties and the Mongol horde. All of this is found simply by perusing a map and poring over the details therein. To open up an atlas, then, is to open up a world of history.